one if by land, two if by sea. Minuteman Radio continues with your host, the president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Chris Simcox.
And welcome back, Minuteman Radio, on the air, the voice of the people. Before the break, we were discussing part of the solution to the problem, National Guard personnel on the border. Boy, they're a welcome sight. I can tell you, a few weekends ago, we were on the border during one of our musters, and we call them musters, where we, the people, muster at the border to provide assistance for Border Patrol, eyes and ears, search and rescue teams, water, any kind of assistance we can. Of course, we're there also helping the landowners, the ranchers along the border, who are just overrun and live in fear of the criminal element. But we are on the border, and we had some National Guard personnel come by our headquarters, and we were quite surprised. And one of the young lieutenants came by and said, you know, we've been hearing about the Minutemen for a long time. We want to see how you operate. So we invited the lieutenant in, along with our Arizona State Director, Stacy O'Connell, another great American who we will hopefully have on the show next week to talk about what's going on here in Arizona. But Stacy invited the young lieutenant in, and he looked at our communications operations and looked at our equipment and had a real rundown on how we operate and was quite impressed, and so impressed that he decided to reciprocate and invited us to come out the next morning to see National Guard personnel on the front line. And, of course, we took him up on that offer, and it was a beautiful sight to see. That along with the striker units that we saw over in New Mexico last October during one of our month-long operations, where we've seen that the military is taking a more active role in providing for our national security by protecting the homeland on our borders. Met some great young men, some veterans, National Guard personnel from a detachment from Virginia, who invited us out to their observation post. And it was really heartening for our volunteers to see National Guard actually sitting out there and doing the same thing that Minutemen do, having static observation posts spaced a couple of thousand meters apart from each other. Tents, equipment, radio equipment, binoculars, night vision, thermal imaging cameras, doing exactly what Minutemen do, sitting there observing and reporting to the Border Patrol about the activities of the criminal smugglers on the other side. Interestingly enough, though, it didn't take them long to realize that as much as they were watching the border, they were being watched from the other side of the border by the resourceful, well-funded, and determined human smugglers and drug smugglers who have sentries who are watching the National Guard, mapping their locations, watching their movements, and running circles around them. It's unfortunate that the National Guard is there taking a frontline role, and they are heavily armed, which is good to see that what a concept, our military actually being allowed to be armed to defend our nation. So we are seeing some National Guard on the line, but of course, a couple of thousand meters and the wide open expanses again. And of course, the very resourceful human smuggling operations then began outflanking our National Guard. But they are freeing up some Border Patrol agents to be able to roam freely and apply more resources to running down the people that get across the border. Now that brings me to the next element of what it means pragmatically to solve this problem. We need personnel. Congressman Charlie Norwood out of Georgia last year put out a very comprehensive plan and report about how we can secure our borders. And that would entail moving most of our National Guard training operations to military facilities along the border that could be used as staging areas, and have National Guard do their month-long training, their yearly training, and have them rotate through these military bases and have them do their training on the border. I mean, what a concept. It would not cost taxpayers very much at all just to move National Guard to the border. But we need about 30,000 of them, folks. Not 6,000. We don't need them fixing roads or changing the oil in vehicles, we need 30,000 armed National Guard personnel spaced about 1,000 meters apart, creating a presence on that border. And that's what the Minutemen do. We create a presence that is a deterrent for illegal activity. It's an amazing thing that happens when Minutemen are on the border. No one comes across. And if they do, they know that they're quickly apprehended. That's why we need National Guard on the border. That's one element. The other element would be fences. And there's been much discussion nationally about the fence idea. We do need fences. And let me tell you, the government is getting serious about this. In fact, a recent article, reporter Dave Montgomery, headline, Five Firms Competing to Build Border Shield. Now, you've heard that the Minutemen are building fences on the border, and we're building fences that will stand as a monument and will be a testament of the will of the people. We want that border secured, and the Minutemen are building fences. We'll talk about that coming up. But we want to tie this in to that the Bush administration is getting serious about this issue. And the Bush administration is expected next month to choose an industry consortium to erect a high-tech security shield along the U.S. borders, borders plural, meaning Canada as well, launching one of the federal government's most ambitious public works project in years. The Department of Homeland Security calls the proposed Secure Border Initiative the most comprehensive effort in the nation's history to gain control of more than 6,000 miles of border with Mexico and Canada, as well as 2,000 miles of coastline. It's about time that we're getting serious on this. But remember, all the technology in the world and all of the fencing in the world means nothing if you don't have the personnel to back it up. And that's why the Minutemen are still looking to be relieved from duty by those 30,000 National Guard troops deployed to our borders in the name of national security and public safety. You want to win the war on drugs? Secure the borders. You want to stop illegal immigration? Secure the borders. You want to prevent deaths in the desert? You want to stop the human slave trade? You want to stop the sex slave trade? You want to stop terrorists from entering this country? Because trust me, folks, they're not waiting to come in on visas anymore. They know. They've been watching carefully. Take a trip to Mexico. Take a trip to Canada. Got enough money? You can pay someone to smuggle you into this country. But our government seems to be willing to spend our tax dollars. And they have my permission to spend tax dollars on securing the border. This initiative, this net around our country, is called SBI Net. It's a centerpiece of President Bush's efforts to fortify the porous U.S.-Mexico border while Congress is locked in a struggle to overhaul the nation's immigration laws. And again, there's a misnomer. Why are we trying to create new laws when we don't enforce the ones we already have? When we return, we'll discuss more about this plan to build a border shield and a coastal shield around the country to protect American citizens. Homeland security. Is it a reality? We'll be right back. Minutemen Radio.